We've got Audrey Jokey today, and I think we'll talk a little bit about how did you come to Northville, when did you come, and what brought you to Northville?
My husband and I both came in 1931 as patients at East Lawn Sanitarium. We both had TB. And we were there until 1940 when he died. And in the meantime, I had stayed on and had gone to work at the post office in 1937. And then after he died, I moved out. Another couple of them, I had a house together on Walnut Street until I don't know.
You mentioned that you were a patient at East Lawn. Had you been in the Detroit area? And that
yes.
when you discovered you had TB?
Yes, we lived in Detroit.
I see. How was it that you came to East Lawn? Was Mayberry built at that time?
Or in yes, I think so. Yes, I know so. Dr. Wickham, who owned East Lawn, was the doctor that we went to. He had an office in the Fisher Building. And that's how we happened to go to East Lawn.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about East Lawn, because I remember it being up there. But how many patients were there, and were a lot of them with TB, or tell me
yes,
a little bit about
all,
that.
It was all TB. I don't actually know how many patients. They must have been close to 100, I think.
What was the treatment for TB in those days?
Well, pneumotherapy and sunning. And rest, of course. There were quite a few outside cottages that some of the men stayed in. And then there was did you ever see East Lawn before it was torn down?
Yes. Well, but I didn't remember any cottages.
Well, they were out at the back and to the west. And then there was a porch on the north side on the lower level for the men. And the women were mainly on the second level. And I was on an outside porch at first. And then my husband persuaded the doctor to let us have a cottage together. So we were out at the back in a separate cottage. But I had it, they had discovered it on me first. But he was much worse than I. So I was cured. But I stayed on and did part-time work. That was for during the Depression. And Dr. Wickham gave everybody that asked him a job. He hired more Northville people. And
what kind of a job did you do?
I did sewing, sanitary mending. I had an electric sewing machine and I had it brought out. And so I had that in the cottage.
Mm-hmm. Could they wear their own clothes, street clothes, or would they wear gowns?
They mainly wore pajamas.
I see.
And I did a lot of sewing for some of the patients. I made their pajamas, and I made a lot of uniforms for the nurses.
Uh-huh.
And made buttonholes. But then, of course, he died in 40, and I let this other couple, she also worked at Mayberry, or East Lawn, and her husband had been a patient too. And we rented a house together on Walnut Street. We lived there a year. And I had a cousin in Midland who was a builder, and he came down and built a little house for me on Center Street.
What would be the cross street?
It was right there beside Ely's.
Oh,
I later
see.
Sold it.
I see.
To the Ely's.
Uh-huh.
And so I lived there until, when the grocery store built where Arbiter's Drug is now, when they moved in there and bought up the property right to me, it wasn't very pleasant. So I came over here and bought this house. I've been here ever since.
Well, you've seen Northville grow then through the years, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And as especially being in the post office and seeing all the new subdivisions come in and new people.
What was your job in the post office?
I was a clerk.
Uh-huh.
I did everything.
Tell me.
Every job there was.
Yeah. Tell me.
In the post office, except peddle mail.
Well, tell me about some of the things you do. Or you did do.
In the post office?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I sorted incoming mail. I dispatched outgoing mail. I took care of, at that time they had postal savings. I took care of that. I was a window clerk. And, that's about everything there is to do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And sort incoming mail and sort outgoing mail. And I worked there for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. A good long time. Tell me a little bit about your early life. You have in your paper that you were born in Hope.
Now,
was that a, what kind of size community, or was that a farm or farming
community? It was a farming community.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd you find your way down to the Detroit area?
Well, I had cousins living in Detroit. And they wanted me down after I got through school at home. And I came to Detroit and stayed with them. And I worked at Burroughs Adding Machine on 2nd Boulevard for 8 years, I think it was, up until I came to Norton as a patient.
Well, you continued your sewing, too, haven't you, through the years?
Oh, yes. I've sewed all my life. And I sewed a lot more after I retired for practically everybody in town.
Would you do alterations, or was it from scratch, or
both?
Both.
Both.
What were some of the interesting things you've done or gotten into with your sewing? Anything out of the ordinary, or?
Well, I met a lot of nice people who are still my friends, because I haven't done any sewing for the last 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But,
do you ever make any wedding gowns?
Yes. I did some sewing at East Farm too.
Mm-hmm.
I made a wedding dress for one of the girls that worked there. And I altered a wedding gown not too many years ago. It was the mother's wedding gown, and I altered it for the daughter. And that was for Bruce and Rita Turnbull's daughter when she got married.
Uh-huh.
I thought for a lot of them, nice people. And I'm a gardener, or I was until I said I was a gardener, a carpenter, and a seamstress, and a photographer.
Tell me a little bit about the Northville Camera Club.
Well, it was organized in 1954. And we had quite a group at one time. I think we had over 40 members. And the first meeting was upstairs over hardware store. And then we met in the Scout Building a year or two. And then in the Northville Library basement, And then we met at the Wayne County Training School. From there, when that was closed up, we met at the MAG building, both upstairs and downstairs too. And then we moved to the Catholic church. Well, they had a separate building, I don't remember the name of it. We met there. And the membership kept dwindling. It got down to about a dozen. Then we started meeting in our homes. And we have, I think there's 10 of us. I didn't go to the last two meetings. I wasn't up to it. But the Whitmires and the Gibsons and the names.
Sure.
Remembering. Catherine Gilster, Sarah Strong, the Whitmires have been the backbone of the camera club for some time.
Was there one special thing that you like to take photographs of, or?
Oh, everything.
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 Your flowers?
No.
Or did you grow vegetables?
No. We went on tours. I've taken, I haven't counted up. Through the lens tours, camera tours, all over the world. And some of the camera group, Kath and Gilt and I went together on several tours. Beatrice Ware and I went to Scandinavia for, I think that was 49 days we spent in Scandinavia. And then I went on to other tours in Europe. Australia, Fiji, Hawaii, and practically, I think I've been in every state of the Union.
You like to travel?
Yes. I did a lot of traveling. Before I retired and since I retired.
Mm-hmm. And most of your photos, are they, do you have albums or are they all slides?
Slides.
I see.
Now I've shown a lot of my slides. I've got one room that looks like a cyclone struck us. It's so full of sites and equipment.
Sure. That's a wonderful hobby.
Yeah. But I haven't done too much the last 2 or 3 years. I like to garden, but I can't do that anymore.
Was your specialty vegetables or flowers?
Both.
Both. I see you remember the Northville Historical Society.
Yes. Very much. I did a little job for them a few years ago. They didn't have a picture of one of the presidents. I don't remember which one. It was in this book, and I made a copy of it and gave it to them to use. Don't they have one room at the historical with the pictures of all the presidents?
I would wonder if it would be the school. I can't remember. I've been in there, but I don't know. I bet it's in the school. Well, that's nice.
I think it was McKinley.
You blew it up and framed it?
No, I just made the... I made the print and gave it to them and let them do what they wanted with it.
You had your own dark room?
No. No, I didn't do any of my own processing. Most of these pictures around the wall here are ones that I have taken and framed.
Very nice.
And I've given prints as gifts to lots of people.
Were there some favorite stores in Northville or some favorite things that you remember years ago in Northville that stand out in your memory?
Well, there's been a lot of changes in Northville. There used to be a gift shop on Center Street across from the old post office. And there's been many, many changes in Northville, in the streets.
Were there some things, though, from years ago that you remember especially fondly?
All the new subdivisions that came in, and we had to expand our sorting system to take care of new subs. Lots of new people came in, picked up their mail on general delivery until the subdivision was large enough to have a route.
I remember the post office on North Center Street.
Yes.
Was that where you worked?
Yes.
All those years? I mean, up until...
That's where I started.
It was.
And then, when the new one was built, where it is now, and it's since been enlarged,
did you ever go to the Northville Fair?
Oh, yes. Yes, we always went to the fair. And lots of the other things in the horse races. Half of the post office worked at the racetrack. Mites. Mr. Vedetta was a timer for the horse. He was very much interested in races. Mr. Vedetta was the postmaster when I first started there. And then D.J. Stark was a postmaster. I think he was assistant postmaster. And then Smitty that had the grocery store was postmaster for many years, and then after him was Steimel. And I retired when Steimel was postmaster. I've watched Northville grow. When I first started there, they used to have 2 deliveries a day. In the town, not the rural routes.
Well, the mail truck must have come in then a couple times a day, huh? Was it a truck that delivered the mail to Northville?
Yeah, in the beginning, when I first started there, outgoing mail went by train. And there was a man, Mr. Perrin, that came in and picked up the mail sacks and took them to the train on Northville Road, there by the... There used to be a depot there where the well is. And then after that, they started trucks brought in all the mail. There's to be, I think, three outgoing mails a day by truck. And they used to go to Plymouth, pick up mail. And even Salem mail. And even at one time when I first started at the post office, Novi didn't have a post office. And there was a woman postmaster, and I think that a lot of Novi's mail came through our office first, and they would send a man down to pick it up from our office. Now look at Novi.
Were there little communities around that you remember that would send their mail over besides Salem? Around Northville?
No, I don't think so, but I remember when we had the Spexters set up in the division of Livonia. When Livonia came into being, they took a little bit of Plymouth, a little bit of Northville, and made a Livonia. Border lines for each section. I remember that. Changes on Main Street. There used to be hardware on the corner northwest corner on Main. The dime store, and there was a Schaefer's bar on Center Street. There was a good restaurant, Lefevre's, on the south side of Main Street, west of Center.
You mentioned something about being a carpenter. Was that when you built your first house? Were you involved with that?
No. I'm a fixer.
Oh.
I can fix and repair most anything.
How many years have you been in this house?
Since 63, I think. I built my bookcase in over there. There was empty space under the stairway. I don't know why they boarded it up. So I took the partition out and bought a piece of plywood and did the carpeting right here on the floor, put the shelves in, painted it.
You had to be an independent lady.
I did it in the basement. I got saws and all kinds of carpenter tools. And I like to work with wood.
There any other
I'm
things?
A collector.
You're a collector, sure.
Of antiques.
Were a lot of your pieces from you found here in Northville?
Some. I gathered them up from all over, I guess. Chair was my grandfather's. Back in the 1860s, two of my uncles went down the Tibidawasi River to Saginaw. At that time, there were no roads, and Eatonville was the place where everybody went down the river from. And two of my uncles went down the Tibidawasi River on a raft to Saginaw. They bought that chair and a walnut bureau for their parents for Christmas, and brought it back up the river. And that chair, after my grandfather died, grandmother came to our house to live. The chair came with her, and the bureau came with her. So I inherited the chair.
It's a nice memory.
I guess that's what got me started in antiques. Although I bought a lot of them when I was still at the other house.
It's a handsome chair. All the carving on it.
It's, I looked it up in the furniture book. It was made in Grand Rapids. Historian. And she gathered up for years, she worked on the family history. And she never put it into any form. I had all the generations from way back, but it was never put in sequence. So that was one of the things I did after I retired. I had to do it all by hand and started way back. And I put it together with pictures.
Did you, have you worked with other people with genealogy, or was this all on your own?
All on my own.
Good.
She had it all, but it wasn't in any order. Mm-hmm. So I copied it. And
got your pictures?
My mother never got any farther from where she was born than across the road.
Oh, really? You've done a nice job. That's very good. Now this write-up, did that come out of like a
A local history book or a something in in Midland County. Well, we might be related here and there. Go back far enough.
There's the chair.
Good. That picture was taken a long time ago, too, from the dress.
Yeah, Mother had a big family. There were 5 boys and 3 girls. Mm-hmm. And I think there was, I think Grandmother had 11 children. But, you know, in those days, they were all with that babies that didn't live.
Right.
This is my mother. And my grandmother. She came to live with us when...
And that was a picture of your grandfather?
Yes, grandfather, yeah.
Oh, that's...
And that's the chair.
That's the chair that the picture is on. Very good. Well, I thank you for your memories and your thoughts of Northville and your life here. It's been most interesting.
Yes, it has. I have a school reunion that we had for many years. We had family reunion every year. Up to Harrison, but it's kind of petered out because the younger people aren't as interested in family history.